చంద్రశేఖర దయాళ గుణస్వరూపిణి బీజపూర్ణ షోడశ నిత్యమృతనర్తినీ సర్వజన సంమోహినీ సకల విద్యాలంకారిణీ సగజానంద శాంభవీం శంకర గురుమూర్తిం ఏకాగ్రచిద్విలాషినీం దక్షిణామూర్తిస్వరూపిణీం సర్వసంమోహన సుఖవాచక ప్రదాయినీం భగవతీం అవ్యాజకరుణకటాక్షీం పూర్ణబీజరూపషోడశ నివాసినీం అన్నపూర్ణామృతేశ్వరీం శ్రీ అన్నపూర్ణమృతేశ్వరీం అన్నపూర్ణామృతేశ్వరీం గురునాథాయ నమః గురు మండలం గురు పరంపరాయ నమః హరౌ శ్రీ గురు పరమ గురు పరమేశ్వర గురు దివ్య గురు శరణం శ్రీ శివాచార్య పర్యంత్యం శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమస్మదాచార్య పర్యంత్యం వందే గురు పరంపర గురునాథాయ నమః గురు మండలాయ గురు పరంపరాయ నమః హసంహసౌరుచిచ్చంబనం ఉమామహేశ్వరాభ్యాం నమః శ్రీ గురు పరమ గురు పరమేష్టి గురు దివ్య గురు శరణం Good morning, everybody. Nice to see all of you again. Before I begin the puja, I'd like to give a small explanation of what I'm doing and the purpose of the puja. Today is the third anniversary of the Mahasamadhi of Gurudeva. And usually every year when I come, I invoke the Guru Parampara into a kumbham. I invite them to come and be present here so we can all seek their blessings and offer our worship to them. Usually when I do it, I just go ahead and do the avahanam, but let me explain to you how I do the process of inviting the Guru Parampara into the kumbham. Before I begin the pujas, if you go to a temple, when you go to a temple or a consecrated shrine room, you will either see a statue or a murti, they call it, or a kumbham. Now before you do puja to either one of them, they have to be energized. And when I mean energizing it, you have to take the prana, the life force, the energy that's within you, and take it out and physically transfer it into the kumbha or physically transfer it into the murti. This process is called prana pradishta. Prana meaning life force, pradishta meaning placement. So we are placing the prana, the life force within us, into the object of worship. This Vedic science takes several years to master, and it has to be done under the tutelage of a guru who has to be there and understand your feeling and your vibrations and see what level you are in order for you to understand how to transfer this energy. Usually, there are also people in the Veda Parashalas who learn the mantras, and you can also learn it from books. They teach you the Prana Pradishta mantra. But those mantras won't be effective unless you know how to physically transfer. It has to be a physical transfer of mantra energy from your body to that. And then there is a cycle that forms. And this link. So when you're doing puja externally, you're able to feel the energy within yourself. And at the end of the puja, before the kumbham is lifted, your life force that you left out has to be brought back in. Now, during this process, if you go to India and places like that, there are people, four or five people around you. These people are there to protect you, to make sure, because at this time you're volatile to anything that may come. So what they're doing is they're either chanting mantras or they're there around you because their energy is also here. It protects the person who's doing the puja. Now, also besides that, there's another protection barrier that we use called nyasams and astrams. Nyasams meaning that we are energizing the body by placing different devatas at different meridians. There are 108 meridian centers in the body. And we are then energizing those centers. Those are called nyasas. You can do it either with the Mahanyasa or the Lahunyasam, which is a shortened version of the Mahanyasam, where the devatas come and reside at certain meridian points in the body. Once you've energized the body, then you will do an external nyasa, where you will clap your hands like this, and you will snap your fingers like this. Now, in the astral projection, what you will see is you will see from one point to the other, when you snap your fingers like this, there is a flame that comes here. Then there's another flame that comes here, and from here to here, so it circles you. anything within that flame or that radius will not interfere. There is nothing that will come and harm you. So now you are safe from any negative thoughts that may come, and you're also safe from any beings that may be around trying to come and disrupt the puja. Before that, we also, and in also for that, there's another protection where we invoke Mahaganapati and we ask him to please be here and protect us from any obstacles that may come in the way. So we are fully protected when we are releasing this energy out of our body, and we are, because this energy is very intense. So now we are able to do puja peacefully. So now people are here, and then that energy, once it's released, is transmitted around this area and this radius, and it goes to all the people that are here. So if you understand the puja and you visualize what I'm visualizing, the energy is the same intensity as what I feel and what everyone here feels. So that is the prana pradishta process. If a murti is, if a statue is to be energized, they are done, what they do is they'll take a kumbha like this, keep it for 45 days, which is considered one mandala, or they'll keep it for two mandalas, 90 days. And they will sit and do 108 japa, the minimum. And they will chant and energize the kumbha. And then once the kumbha is energized, on the 45th day, on the 90th day, depending on what tradition you follow, they will take it and then pour it onto the deity. And then that will be energized. And then every 12 years, they energize the murti. But a kumbham has to be energized every time you sit and do puja. So now what we have to do is we're going to energize the murti. Once this is energized, now then we have to invite the different deities to come before you present the main deity. So there are preliminary pujas that have to be done. First you have to invite the directional deities. There are 10 directional deities, starting from the east, northeast, south, southeast, west, southwest, northwest, and then top and then bottom. So then all the cardinal directions are covered. Each one has a devata. Depending on what vibrations, there are rishis who sat in meditation during the past times, and when they have found some bija mantras. These bija sounds are the same energies that are the magnetic pull of these different devatas. So if they chant a certain mantra, then they are inviting that devata to come from that energy center. So then they have narrowed it down. So then from going from this 90 degree wavelength, they have narrowed it down to a 45 degree wavelength. From here to here, they have a certain mantra. And then from here to here, there's a certain mantra. So these deities are then invited and asked to be protected here. So then when they come, the magnetic forces are then aligned to before the devata comes and resides here. So these are the 10 directional deities. After the directional deities are invited, the 9 planets are invited, the Navagrahas, starting from the Sun, the Moon, Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, the Saturn, and the two nodes, Rahu and Kedu. They are all invited to come and reside into this kumbham. Once that's done, then we have to do the preliminary puja, where we sit and we worship the ground that we are sitting on. We get permission from the ground that we worship. We intone energy into the water that we are going to do puja to. Each one of us has a vessel like this that we do puja to. In order for it to be worthy for puja, we have to energize it. Energize it to the same level of energy that you might find in the Ganges River. How do we do that? We do that by asking the sun, O Lord Sun, the one that sees and shines its rays on all the holy rivers around the world, please shine your rays on this water and make it as holy as that river there, and have that energy be present here. Once the sun has done that, and we've asked the sun to do that, we invite Varuna, the god of water, to come, and we do the avahana. That means we take his energy and we place it here and say, Varuna, please come and reside at this water. I'm going to use you as worship to Devata. So this is one of the elemental forces that we're going to use as water. And once we charge that, then this is ready for puja. Then we'll use aksharas, anything that we don't have, but we have in our imagination. There are 16 upacharas that have to be done in a temple worship. Anything that we don't have, it said, consider that if you use aksharas, which is yellow rice, is a substitute, it is as worthy as worshipping with that particular item. So that's why aksharas are used. But then you have to know what item you're offering, and then you visualize that item and then put it in as kumbham. Now, once this is all ready, the devata, the life force, is then taken out and then brought in. Sometimes it's done through, there's a certain mudra that you follow, that is the vehicle, and then you take that mantra and then devata, and then you bring them into the kumbham. There are other ways where you can use this kusha grass, chant the mantra, and then touch it like this, and the energy goes through here. So from your heart to here, it goes through. So that is one way of doing it. Then we are going to invoke the Guru Parampara. Usually the way you can do that, and all of you can tap into this. Not necessary that all of you need to always skip one guru and reach the other. There are certain instances where you need to do that. For example, for their Mahasamadhi day of Yoga Swami, or maybe, you know, Chellappa Swami. If it's a special celebration for that particular guru, then I'll show you, I'll tell you how to link it. First of all of you who are disciples of Gurudeva or Bodhinatha Swami has a link. So you start off, and all that link starts from the top of your head. So if you're in meditation, and you imagine yourself sitting there and you have the Muladhara Chakra, your energy goes from here, and if you start to feel the energy going up to the top of your head, at the top of your head you should visualize an 8-petal lotus. This eight, on top of the 8-petal lotus, you will notice that there will be 2 padukas, or at least you visualize there's 2 padukas, and these 2 padukas are facing this way. So they go like this, and they go on top of your head. You imagine your guru's feet on the top. This is the energy that comes from the whole parambara, the Kailasa parambara. It's energized and coming down to you. If you visualize this every day, there is a sadhana that you do before you wake up in the morning. In tradition, in Vedic tradition, they say that the first thing you should do is worship your guru, and your day will never be in any trouble at all, or whatever trouble may occur is all through the grace of the guru, and he'll protect you. So what you do is before you wake up, you imagine your guru's feet on top of your head like this. Before you, your feet touches the ground, your guru's feet is there, and you imagine that that energy or that wave is either coming as white light and bathing you, or you feel it as water bathing you from his feet. And then you protect, you feel that going all the way down to the tips of your toes. And that energy will keep you going. After you do that and you visualize that, then you'll come and then you'll put your feet on the ground. Then your day begins smoothly. So, once you're invoking the Guru Parampara, then you have your Guru there. Then his energy comes from his Guru. And then his energy comes from his Guru, right? So what you do, what I'm doing now, is when I go from point to point, I'm inviting the first Guru, Gurudeva, right? Then you go, you go up his chakras, and you go up, and then you go up to the top of his head. Then at that his head, you'll see his Guru, which is Yoga Swami. From there, you ask him to come, and you invite them. And then from him, you keep going like that. They say that if you follow meditation, and if you're in a point where you can reach Samadhi, if you get to the third Guru, by just visualizing this, you'll be in a state of Samadhi, because you've gone to the intensity of those Guru lineage. So that is one way that some people go into Samadhi, just by the grace of the Guru. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite all of them to be present here, or I'll request them to come and be present here. Those who have not, as the Gurus are at will, can take birth any time. And if they are taking birth any time, then they will not be here. But the energy from the lineage will come. And those from the other lineage, from the Kailasa Parampara, we are inviting them too, to be present here at this time too, that we may offer their worship, because thanks to their lineage, this lineage has been formed. So we are giving our gratitude and our offerings to them today on a yearly basis, on that as a parampara puja. So that is the essence of this puja. And then, as usual, I will invite Lord Shiva, the 11 Rudras. I will invite the 11 Rudras, and we will do Upachara Puja. Each one of us will be doing puja to the different items of worship here. I will be doing puja to the Kumbham. He will be doing puja to the Padukas, then the Shivalingam, and then the Murti. Once we are done with that, we are going to do the Guru Ashtotra Sadhanamavali, the 108 names of the Guru. I've come to notice that a lot of people chant it in Sanskrit, but they don't understand the meaning. And although the Sanskrit mantra, the vibrations are quite potent for you to feel the energy, but it is also, it would be also helpful if you knew what the meaning was that you, what you're chanting. So in order to make it easy for everybody today, what I'm going to do is, when the 108 names are being chanted, I will chant it in English, so it registers in your head, while you all chant it in Sanskrit. So you get the benefit of that energy, the Sanskrit mantras, the vibrations there, but before the mantra is registered in you, you understand what you're saying. So that makes it easier while the puja is going on. So you understand what the verses are and what the energy that we're seeking from him. And you will just chant, try to chant the Sanskrit part of it. Once that's done, we will do Mangala Arati and then complete the puja. And that's the essence of today's puja, and that's the essence of the Guru Parampara puja. That's how you link up to the Gurus. But usually when you're doing Guru Parampara puja, you would start with just your Guru, and that link is always there. So there's not necessary for you to jump one or skip one, unless there's a special occasion like this. So with Swami's permission, I'd like to begin the puja.
Siddhi Buddhi Sakita Sriman Mahaganapataka Namaham.
ధూపం ఆగ్రాభయామి
Chant a verse from the Atharvana Vedas. It's one of the most important mantras of Mahaganapati. It's called the Mahaganapati Atharvana Sirsha Vedam. It is in pure Vedic form, and if you just listen to the vibrations of that, it creates energy within you and also within the Murti. They say that in the Palashruti, the ending of the mantra, it says that even if the Murti is not, the energy force has not been installed, but if you chant this sincerely in front of a deity, that energy is that will awaken Mahaganapati and the Murti will come alive. That's the intensity of this mantra. It goes like this.
Om Badram Karane Vishnuyama Deva Badram Pashyamaksha Viridatra Stire Rangai Sushtavakam Sustanu Vigeva Shema Deva Gidam Yadayakam Sustana Gindra Vridrashravaka Sustana Pusha Vishravedaka Sustana Starksha Rishtane Vige Sustino Vrakaspate Tatatatuko Om Danmama Vada Dabhadgaram Vada Padamam Vada Bhaktaram Om Shanti 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 Hare Om Namaste Ganapade Tvameva Pratyaksham Dattamasi Tvameva Kevalam Kartasi Tvameva Kevalam Dattasi Tvameva Kevalam Hartasi Tvameva Sarvam Kalpitam Brahmasi Tvam Sakshadatmasi Nityam Ritam Vachmi Satyam Vachmi Avatvam Mamava Vaktaram Avashrottaram Avadhadaram 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 Avanujanam Vasishyam
Yodhuru
ಕುರ್ವಾನ್ ಕುರೇ ದೇಶ ವೈಶ್ವಾರಣೋಪಮೋಭವತಿ ಯೋ ಲಾಜೆ ದೇಶೋವನ್ ಭವತಿ ಸಮೇತವಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಯೋ ಮೋದಕ ಸಕಸ್ಸೈನ ಇತಿ ವಾಂಚಿತ ಫಲ ಮಾಮಾಪ್ನೇ ಯಾ ಸಾಧ್ಯ ಸಮಯ ಕ್ರಿಯೇತದೆ ಸರ್ವಂ ಲಭತೆ ಸರ್ವಂ ಲಭತೆ ಅಷ್ಟೌ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಾ ಸಮಾಗ್ರಾಗಿತ್ವಾ ಸೂರ್ಯ ವರ್ಚಸ್ಕವೇದಿ ಭವತಿ ಸೂರ್ಯಾಗ್ರಹೇ ಮಹಾನಾದ್ಯಂ ಪ್ರತಿಮಾ ಸನ್ನಿಧೋಪಾ ಜಪ್ತಾ ಸಿದ್ಧ ಮಂತ್ರ ಭವತಿ ಮಹಾವಿಘ್ನಾತ್ ಪ್ರಮುಂಜಗೇತ್ ಮಹಾದೋಷತ್ ಪ್ರಮುಂಜಗೇತ್ ಮಹಾಭಾವತ್ ಪ್ರಮುಂಜಗೇತ್ ಸರ್ವವಿದ್ ಭವತೆ ಸರ್ವವಿದ್ ಭವತೆ ಯಏವಂ ವೇದ ಇತಿ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಓಂ ಸಹನಾಭವತು ಸಕಣೋ ಗುಣಕ್ತು ಸಕವೀರ್ಯಂ ಕರವಾವಕೇ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾಪತೇ ನಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಕೇ ಓಂ ಭದ್ರಂ ಕರ್ಣೇ ವಿಷ್ಣುಯಾಮದೇವ ಭದ್ರಂ ಪಶ್ಯಮಾಕ್ಷವೀರ್ಯಜತ್ರಾಹಂ ಶ್ರೀರಂಗೇ ಸುಷ್ಟವಾಗುಂ ಸುಸ್ತನೋಭಿಗೆ ಕಷೇಮಣೇ ಮಹಿತಂ ವಿದಾಯಕಂ ಸುಸ್ತನ ಇಂದ್ರೋಪದೃಷ್ಟವಾಗುಂ ಸುಸ್ತನ ಪೂಜಾ ವಿಶ್ವವೇದಕ ಸುಸ್ತನ ಸಾಕ್ಷೋರಿಷ್ಣೇಮಿಗೆ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿನೋ ಬೃಹಸ್ಪತಿರ್ಸಾಧುಕಂ ತನ್ಮಾಮವದ್ಗಾನಮವದ ಅವಧು ಮಾಂ ಅವಧು ವಕ್ತಾರಂ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಗೇ ಮಹಾವಲ್ಲವಗಣಮಹಾತ್ಮಹಾವಲ್ಲವಗಣಮದಿಗೆ ನಮಃ ಓಂ ಐಂ ಸೀಂ ಯೋಪಾಂ ಪುಷ್ಪಂ ವೇದಾಂ ಪುಷ್ಪವಾನ್ ಭಜಾಮಾನ್ ಪಶುಮಾನ್ ಭವದೆ ನಂದನಮಾಪಾಂ ಪುಷ್ಪಂ ಪುಷ್ಪವಾನ್ ಭಜಾಮಾನ್ ಪಶುಮಾನ್ ಭವದೆ ಮಹಾಗಣಪತೇ ನಮಃ ಕಟ್ಪೂರ್ಣಿರಾಂಜನಂ ಸಮರ್ಪಯಾಮಿ. ನಾದಸ್ವರ ಆಗಮನಂತ ದೇವಾನಾಂ ಗಮನಾನಂತರಕ್ಷಣಂ ಗುರುಗಂಠರಂ ಕರೋಮಿ ಯೋ ದೇವತಾ ಪಾವನಾಂ ಮಾಗಣದಾಂಜನಿ ಗಂಟಾನಾಂ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣಂ.